of my fear of what might happen, I have faith that, no matter what fate brings me, I shall overcome. Tioga George, well-known RV blogger. 2. Introduction. Were you born with a bit of gypsy blood, yearning for the day you can just chuck it all and be free? Do you look wistfully at passing travelers in their RVs, wishing you could live life on the road? Does it sometimes seem like an impossible dream, one you'll have to put off until you can retire, though by then you suspect you may be too old to really enjoy it? Or maybe you're already retired, but just can't figure out if it's the right choice or not. Or maybe you don't think you can afford it. An entire subculture exists in North America of people who live full-time in their RVs. Vehicles that range from vans and tiny camp trailers to the biggest 40-foot diesel pushers, those huge bus-like RVs with everything imaginable in between. You may not be aware of the large number of people who live the RV lifestyle, as the full-time RV subculture is a relatively unobtrusive one, one you may be aware of only when you stumble across an RVer's blog on the internet or pass a distant wagon circle of rigs out in the desert. But a subculture it is, one with an estimated 2